This Irish man stands with America. This is Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on the Blaze Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
You're about to listen to a segment from the Freedom's Disciple podcast exclusive to The Blaze. If you like it, please subscribe for free on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Google Play Music. And a new show is released every Saturday at noon Eastern. Or you can get more information if you go to www.freedomsdisciple.com. Before we went into the break, I asked you a question. Why is America great? I asked you to think about it. The one troubling thing that I see growing in America right now is that on both sides, you have people who are Hillary supporters right now and you have Trump supporters who pretty much place their whole hope in them. They think ever who their candidate for president is a representation of America. And they have all their hopes and dreams. I find this so troubling for so many reasons. Because it isn't the history of America. The history of America is based on the individual. When someone is either happy this week because Trump won, or sad because Hillary lost, or if that happened the other way around, it would be the exact same reversed. Where their whole hope is based on one candidate and whether that candidate wins or loses. America, in so many ways, is exceptional because you've done things better than everyone else, but you've also done things differently. Ireland, Europe, every other nation has been based on who their leaders are. They have been the people who their hopes and dreams have been in, whether it's a president, whether it's a leader in Congress, a prime minister, an oligarchy, a king, a queen, a dictator. America has always been about the individual. I firmly believe each and every one of you listening to this, and everyone you know, and everyone who you know they know, can do anything they want. Hopes and dreams don't come from who's in power. Hopes and dreams come from each and every one of you making a difference. And I think that is something we need to change. And I'm going to do my best to promote that each and every one of you can make a difference. And with that, I ask you a question. Because this election was called on 11/9/2016. If you have listened to this show in the past, you might have heard me say 9/12 was one of the greatest days of your history. And a few people have said to me privately, going, why would you say something like that? 9/12 was the day after the worst terrorist attack on American soil. My answer is always the same. It's because you became Americans. You were good. You put all the human stuff, the elements of party affiliation, how you voted, everything aside to help and be good people. You have two choices right now, and I'm going to lay them out for you. Which path will you choose? Will you follow a system and a style I am oh so familiar with, whether it's following Ireland, following Europe, or following the rest of the world, where everything you do is defined by how you vote and how you act and what your party affiliation is. And to those who don't share those votes and those party affiliations, you see everyone else as an enemy. In Ireland, there's this thing called civil war politics. And it's between the two major factions in Ireland, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And that all basically boils down to whether Ireland should have accepted the 26 counties from England, or if they should have held out and got the 32. That's over 100 years old of an issue, and it still defines Irish politics. Because if you belong in, if you're in Fine Gael, you see everyone in Fianna Fáil as an enemy. And if you're in Fianna Fáil, even to this day, you see everybody in Fine Gael as an enemy. You dehumanize the individual. You see, when you follow this path, you don't care about people's life experiences, where they were born, where they were brought up, what their family situation is, what their education is. You forget all the emotions, good or bad. You forget all their actions. You just judge them and condemn them on one action. You will tell them to get in line. You're hurting the party if you see things different. This action can be a vote. Well, if you don't support so-and-so for president or in this election, you're our enemy. And the big thing about the political enemy part is we could be political allies for 10, 20 years in the past and have agreed on every issue. But if you take a different stand on this issue right here, right now, you will still be my enemy. You forget the history, the track record you have together. You're my enemy. And I must crush you. I must defeat you. I want to destroy you. And the other thing is about this path that you can travel. It's very important to remember. It's all based on man's law. You see, while I would disagree personally with the whole political enemy's point of view and you know, if you see things different, if it was somewhat consistent, if you followed a set of principles, that would be okay. It wouldn't be okay, but it would be okay to a lesser extent. It wouldn't be so much of a big problem. But the thing about man's law is it changes over the time. So today, you could be my political enemy if you don't agree abortion is murder. But that doesn't mean because this is the way we see things in 2016 that that's going to be the way forever. No, we live in man's law over here. In 2020, the issue could be, well, you know what, if you don't agree that abortion's okay up until 20 weeks, you're my enemy. Or it could be on taxes. Today it could be, you know what we need? We need less taxes. We need a flat tax. And then if you don't agree with me, you're my enemy. But in 4 years' time, if the economy's not doing so good, you know what we need? We need a more progressive tax. We need to tax the wealthy that bit more. You know, they need to pay their fair share. And you'll be my enemy if you don't agree with it. That is the first path you can choose. That is Europe, the rest of the world, Ireland. Or you can choose the path that America has traditionally chosen. You can be good. You can be, as de Tocqueville spoke about so eloquently, America is great because Americans are good. You can celebrate the individual. Heck, you can even celebrate their differences. You know, I'm blessed to have some friends who are not conservative or even libertarian. They're very moderate people. They're moderate GOP, some lean Democrat. I am blessed by their friendship. We don't agree with anything, but I can celebrate their differences. Now, I'm sure there's some of you who might listen to that and go, or know someone who would listen to what I just said and go, did he just say he celebrates having and he was blessed to have Democratic friends and moderate Republican friends? He speaks out against their policies all the time. Absolutely. I disagree with those individuals on everything when it comes to principle, policies, the way we live our lives. But I don't want to hurt people. I don't want to demean people. I celebrate our differences. And here's the truth that some people won't like. I am better for knowing them. Because when we debate, I get better at debating and thinking about issues and looking when I look at it from their point of view. No one's going to become a great constitutional conservative by arguing constantly with great constitutional conservatives. It just doesn't happen. You have to engage with people. But the one thing I have in common with those folks is we can be civil to each other. We, in all the years I'm talking to them, agree on very little. Absolutely very little, if anything. I'm trying to think on the top of my head if we agreed on anything. And I can't for the life of me remember. There probably is something. The grass is green. We probably agreed on that at some stage. Or the sky is blue today. We probably agreed on that. But there's that civility that says, we're still friends, we're still brother and sisters in Christ, and that's okay. We can agree to disagree, and we can be civil. At the end of the day, it comes down to, do you want to follow the path of Europe and the rest of the world? Or do you want to continue to be exceptional like America has always been? One of the reasons I love America, as I started out the show, 9/12. You didn't ask people when people saw people in New York, in Pennsylvania, in DC. You didn't sort of go, oh my God, are you a Republican? Oh, you're a Republican, okay. Are you okay? Because if you'd answered Democrat, I would have sort of kicked you to the curb. We celebrate our differences. We help each other out. We love each other. You be good, fundamental people. Someone said to me the other day, or maybe it was a week ago, when they said, why do you always talk about 9/12? Why are you always saying why that's a great day? And well, that's only one day, because it was a terrorist attack. Of course we're going to come together. I've seen so many times, because I've seen friends recently come together. When that big storm came on the East Coast, 3, 4, 5 weeks ago? When the hurricane, where people were flooded. I saw the horrific pictures on Facebook. There was houses that were flooded up to the second floor. That all you saw was the roof. And that was it. And water. People came together when that happened. There was people helping others board up their house, packing up their car because they were going to leave. When they came back, I saw and heard so many stories of people, when they came back to devastation, they were all clearing each other's yard to try and get together, trying to put things back together. There were people who had no homes. Their homes were just literally destroyed and unlivable. And their friends and their family said, come stay with us. Come, we were lucky this time. Our house is still, we can still get into it. We can still live in it. It's not perfect, but we can live in it. Come stay with us. There wasn't a test there going, well, he's a Democrat. He voted for Hillary Clinton. He can't stay with us. It was none of that. I heard so many stories of people who were just feeding each other, who had no electricity, who would just come up and say, here's a pie, or here's some food, or here's some bread, here's some sandwiches, here's some water. That's the America I know. That's the America I love. That's the America I want to be part of. I don't want you to follow the first option. I'm trying to get away from option one, where we have this political enemies. I am fully aware that what I am talking about and what I am going to talk about going forward is not going to be popular on any side. I am fully, fully aware of that. But this brings me to my role. Because my role does not change. My role has not changed even after my month off for self-reflection. I've just become more I realize more what I need to do. I realize what my role is. My role is not to talk to you about politics and say, vote Trump or vote GOP or vote for this person in this district. I have no interest in doing that. I have no special talents to do that. If you want that, you can listen to many, many radio shows live who will give you their opinion. My role does not change now that Trump is president. I did the prep for this show a week ago. If Trump had won or if Clinton had won, my message up until now would have been the exact same. Because what I stand for does not change regardless of who's in the White House, regardless of who controls Congress, regardless of what power parties have, regardless of how many states are under Republican control or versus Democratic control. It means nothing to me. My role is this, and this is what I am going to do. I am going to promote the best I can and give you the best arguments that I can create of why the idea of America works. I'm going to tell you why America is an exceptional nation and why you are different from the rest of the world and why you have had so much success. I'm going to tell you stories based around principles and based around your history of people who are good doing great things. I'm going to tell you how you changed the world. After this break, I'm going to share a story with you. And it is based around something that recently happened, but the story is all fictional that I'm going to share. But in it are principles. And I hope that when you listen to this story, you see so much things that you have achieved through your people. I'm going to talk to you about the Trilogy of Freedom. You know, I'm not, this is not meant as an insult or in a demeaning way. It frightened me how little substance there was on the Constitution in this election. It really did. Now, you might be sitting there listening to me going, I don't really care that people didn't talk about the Constitution. Okay, I'm going to make my argument. I'm going to make the best case that I possibly can of why it's important, of why those documents, in my opinion, are pretty much a gift from God. It is amazing that your founders wrote them and your founders stood for what you stood for. I'm also going to make arguments based around free market economics, about real capitalism. I don't mean let's tax the rich and I don't mean let's get in bed with the Chamber of Commerce. I mean free market capitalism, where not a politician, not a president, not a Chamber of Commerce has power, but each and every one of you as an individual has the purchasing power to decide what you want to do. This is what I'm going to talk about. And I'm not going to base it around what's popular of the day or respond to the issues of the day. I'm going to try and drive home these principles and make the best argument that you can take little bits or big part of it or a small part of it and you can share it with your friends and family. Or if you are in a position that you really enjoy it, that you share this podcast with your friends and your family. I believe we need to get that message out there. It's scary how many people today have not had real freedom explained to them. And that is why, in part, I see America declining. Because it's human nature to want other people to do the work. It's human nature to let the politicians worry about the big issues of the day. That's human nature. That is what every other nation, past, present, have done for the rest of the world. America was about you. That is one of the reasons you're exceptional. But I leave you with this segment with one last question. I'm going to make all of these cases and many more to each and every one of you. And I'm seeking out opportunities to talk to everyone. I don't care who you voted for in the primaries or in the general election. You could vote for Donald Trump. You could have voted for Evan McMillan, Daryl Castle. You could have even voted for Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. I don't care. I am going to do my utmost to share these messages and make these arguments to you, whether you agree or not. But I ask you one question. If you decide to join me on this path, on this role, on this mission that starts right here, right now, you have to ask yourself one question. You are going to come against hate. You're going to come across people who will see you as their enemy, who will seek to destroy you. How will you respond to those who disagree with you? How will you respond? I would ask you to think about that question as we go into this break. I'll be right back, America.
You're listening to Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on the Blaze Radio Network.